Hello, I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today we cross the Atlantic to go shopping in the medinas of Tunisia and the open-air markets of Sicily. The shopping mall has been with us for over 50 years, and the modern supermarket started with a Piggly Wiggly in 1916. But their predecessors began centuries ago. I was reminded of that on a trip to Tunisia and Sicily, fascinating destinations that face each other across the Mediterranean Sea, each with its own unique marketplaces. Medinas were originally the actual walled cities of northern Africa. The community lived and worked inside the compound for safety. Today, most of the population of Tunisia towns have moved beyond the gates, but the commerce, especially for tourists, continues in its ancient setting. To stroll through the narrow cobblestone lanes with awnings blocking the hot sun and shopkeepers barking their wares is to join generations of previous shoppers. The Arabs long ago understood the idea of clustering similar products. Just as many Red Lobster restaurants are near an Olive Garden to encourage traffic, shops in medinas were arranged by souks that identified different commercial areas. In the Tunis Medina, the souk al-Atarin, or perfume makers, dates from the 13th century. In the souk etoufs, stalls still sell cloths and clothes. Some of the souk's products have changed. The souk al-Burqa originally sold prisoners of pirates for slaves. It is now, ironically, a gold market where young lovers come to buy the ring, bracelet, and necklace set required for a proper wedding. Shopkeepers quickly size up your nationality and try to guess the appropriate language of greeting. Since there are few Americans traveling in Tunisia, we were most often welcomed with a "Good morning, madame," British. French was the second inquiry. A good keeper could keep guessing. Francais, Deutsch, Espanol, Italiano. The ultimate was a greeting in Russian. Now, once the language is established, the negotiations begin. There are no published prices on products in the Medina. Stores are really stalls 6 to 8 feet wide. Because of this proximity, an inquiry or two will provide a sense of an approximate beginning price. Guidebooks suggest bargaining hard by starting at one-third of the first quote. Sounds easy, right? It was hard to even start at half the price until I got taken. First set of tablecloths seemed like a steal at a finally negotiated price of $10 each. But then a vendor next door started his pricing at $5 each. Oh well, price averaging helped ease the pain. Just across the Mediterranean, on the Isle of Sicily, Siracusa hosts a wonderful outdoor market every morning. Fresh seafood dominates, but the sales technique was unique and amusing. Okay, you may be listening to this with a teenager in the next seat. I want you to engage this sullen teenager, or a spouse or friend, they'll do in a pinch. Tell him or her that you are both fishmongers in Italy and are going to compete for customers. Now, in a very loud voice, don't hold back, yell, "Pesci freschi!" Now, for those who don't speak Italian, pesci freschi means fresh fish. The startled teenager is now supposed to echo back, "Pesci freschi!" in an equally powerful manner. Soon you should be dueling it out by competing for the loudest voice. For real authenticity, hang a cigarette loosely from your mouth. In strolling down the seafood stalls in Siracusa, your choice of fish includes octopus, squid, tuna, shrimp, swordfish, salt cod, clams, eels, and some with unfamiliar names. Also available are stalls of beautiful eggplant, cauliflower, capers, real sun-dried tomatoes, olives galore, chestnuts, almonds, bags of oregano and sesame, bunches of cilantro, pecorino cheese, plums, apples, bananas, red pepper, radicchio, cactus fennel, olive oil, vinegar, and fresh baked breads. All just crying to be taken on a picnic. Obviously, American malls don't have the rich history of a medina with its shops, homes, and mosque. But the arrangement of clustered stores, coffee shops, and restaurants in North Park Mall in Dallas is directly connected to the layout of a medina. And Kroger's fresh produce department is arranged to imitate an outdoor Italian market. It's a nice human connection. Now, if we just had the fishmongers.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began travel writing in 2008. Find more information about her travels at www.maryclarktraveler.com.